Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. How can I say that with a straight face? Because I was the original. That's right. We started this stuff back in 1984, 41, make it 42 years ago. We were doing Ring Talk Radio out of a police station here in San Francisco when I was with the SFPD. Of course, that started things with Charles J. back then. Of course, we went into syndication in 1990. We've been there since. Bottom line is we've been home here at the Sports Byline Network for better than 20 years. We're happy. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So let me welcome you to the Sunday show. Of course, this is the 17th of May. Pretty good fight cards last night. Of course, talking about the MMA cards. Ronda Rousey, of course, making a comeback at the age of 39. Of course, former MMA star. I mean, she was like an icon. She went to wrestling. She did all kinds of crazy things. She appeared on the show a few times, of course, until Scott Cuddy, my producer, cussed her out one time or called her a bitch and then went back and forth. Anyway, bottom line is our relationship is tethered. Put it just like that. It's tethered. But the bottom line is she was a winner last night in 17 seconds. I mean, 17 seconds. She's a one-trick pony. She was taking on Gina Carano. Gina Carano, of course, the former Strike Force champion. I met both these chicks in San Jose, California when they were real green. I mean, before any UFC, before any big-time fights, anything like that. And they were green, and they met them at press conferences. Bottom line is Ronda Rousey, of course, went on to become a superstar. And say what you want about her. She's not one of my favorite people. She said some nasty things to me. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line is there's been some bad blood back and forth. But, you know, last night she did her thing in 17 seconds. And Gina Carano, I'm not trying to say Gina Carano rolled into that. I'm not trying to say it was a fixed fight or a work event. But it sure did. She made it look so easy. The bottom line is it wasn't a fix, but it looked like one. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll get into that. There we go. I stuttered at the end. You know, it's one of those mornings. It's going to be one of those mornings. I can see that. Anyway, just let me relax. This is Ring Talk Live, where while the impeccable one is here, he'll come in here and slap me around a little bit. We'll get things together during the break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live, where while Tommy D after the break.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Doesn't she sound like a bitch? I mean, she just, I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. She is, of course, we went back and forth a few different times, but we'll talk about that a little bit more in depth and a little bit later in today's show. Of course, taking it to the Bronx and bringing, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth of Tommy D Television. Of course, Tommy D does a boxing show Friday nights on YouTube, and it's called, on the B-side, is that what you're doing nowadays? What's up?
Well, we have a couple of shows. And first of all, how you doing, Pedro? How's everything?
I'm doing okay, but I ain't got a couple of shows like you. You're like a gangster.
No, I'm not a gangster at all. We got a couple of different shows that we put on, but it's basically one channel, right? And a couple others, you know. But one of the ones we do, which today we have one, Tales from the B-Side. It's usually on Sundays. Today we have Christian Prenga. He's the guy that's going to fight Anthony Joshua. He's the guy that could actually stop the Joshua versus Fury fight if he was to upset Joshua. So we're going to speak with him today. He's Albanian, born in Albania, and then, you know, lives in New Jersey. So
is the heavyweight division that bad that we've got to hold hopes on old guys like Anthony Joshua, a 2012 Olympic gold medalist, and Tyson Fury, who's probably older than dirt?
I don't think it's that bad. I think it's bad here in America. We're not promoting or maybe putting into heavyweights here in America. But I think in Europe,
too,
in the
lazy,
UK,
Tommy D.
Yeah.
Guys have approached me over the years. Guys that wanted to box, and I've approached guys like when I see a guy in the supermarket. A few guys I've seen in the supermarkets, and I guess there's two or three over the years. But I brought him into the gym, guys who were like 6'5", 6'6", you know what I'm saying? I mean, like hulks, you know what I'm saying? But they couldn't fight a lick, pushed them, like they hit the bag and they got tired, this and that, they couldn't do it. Americans aren't hungry. You get somebody from a third world country, and you give them the opportunity to say, you know what, man, you might be able to make some money fighting. And all of a sudden, they're motivated, they're ready to go. But Americans, not so much. They're probably playing football. And people in Europe, instead of boxing, some of them are playing rugby.
Yeah, I mean, it's different sports now, especially in I think it's more so in America. You know, I think that the top heavyweights are out there in under Queensbury has all the heavyweights, you know, and in Europe, in the UK and Russia, You know, even we had one yesterday. I think he's from Croatia, and Herkovic.
Yeah.
He fought yesterday. You know, he's a solid heavyweight. You know,
Philip.
Philip with an F.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of PH. Philip Herkovic.
Okay, I got a question for you shooting in here on the text, man, real quick for Tommy D. Has Fabio Worley, did he ever wake up from that nightmare or what?
You know what? It's funny that you say that because not only is he, you know, waking up, but he ordered, activated his rematch clause. He activated his rematch clause, so there was a rematch clause for the Dubois fight. He activated it, so they're gonna do it again.
Do you know what Muhammad Ali would say to him?
What would he say?
You are dumber than you look. I mean, go out and get a couple of fights, this and that, build it up, make it even a bigger event than it will be the rematch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, go out there and have a couple of fights. Fabio Worley, of course, lost to Daniel Dubois, blah, blah. Maybe put him and Dubois on the same card together. In other words, you could milk this a little bit.
Yeah, I agree, and I think he's needs stuff that there's stuff that he needs to work on, and I don't know about his team, man. His team kind of left him out there, hanging him out there to dry. You know, that fight should have been stopped a lot earlier than what it was.
The team, the referee, Robert Foster. How does that guy go to sleep at night, man? I'm serious, because you've got to see. Listen, when you're a referee, bless you. When you're a referee or a bystander or a media member, this and that, you see the decline in these guys in their cognitive skills. You know what I'm saying? You see it.
Yeah.
So you're an eyewitness to it. So you should be wanting to protect these guys more than anything else. And Robert Foster was looking for he kept looking for somebody else to stop the fight when he was the guy in control.
He was, and it was almost like he was scared to stop the fight.
No, he was. He was scared to stop it.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah, basically scared. I was trying to be nice, but yeah, he was scared to stop the fight because the crowd was egging him on to like pretty much keep the fight going. Every time they stopped it for a little bit for the doctor or something to check him out, when the fight resumed, the crowd went crazy. so he definitely was doing it because, you know, he didn't want to get lynched by the crowd, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, Robert Foster, I didn't want to go into a bottom line. They should really So talk to me about Keyshawn Davis. He's not my favorite guy, but he's one of your favorite guys. Talk to me. He looked good last night, huh?
I thought he looked really good. I mean, there was some spots early in the fight he was holding on a little bit too much. Again, both guys were holding a little too much, and he was roughhousing a little bit. He got the suplex the guy, I believe, like in the fifth inning.
Oh, man, why don't you see? Here's what's up. See, you think that's funny, but there's always something surrounding Keyshawn Davis. It's either he doesn't make the weight, a suplex, he's jumping somebody, his team's jumping somebody after the fight. They lumped up Albright after that first fight. I mean, and you're defending these guys. I think to put it nice, he's a piece of work, and you know what work means.
He is a piece of work, but you know what? He composed himself the rest of the fight. I thought he dominated the rest
he
of the fight against
the very. Him. I never. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Owen Hart, Bret Hart, maybe, you know, suplexing people, but not Keyshawn Hopkins.
Bernard Hopkins has done worse.
Bernard Hopkins could be a bad sport when he got older. He became a bit of a bad sport, but no. But early on, I mean, I told you, I took him to dinner one time. Did he about tell you about the time he didn't want to tip the waitress?
No, I didn't.
Check this out. We're in the Riviera Hotel. He's going to fight Antoine Echols. I can't remember what year it is anyway. So we go to the weigh-in together. We're kicking it, and we go to eat at the buffet. So I order this. I get this special part of the buffet cut off for just me, him, and the crew. So we're eating this and that, and the waitress is bringing us all kinds of different dishes and this and that. And this is a buffet. We should be getting up and getting our own stuff. You know what I'm saying? But they're waiting on us. So anyway, this lady's waiting on us hand and foot. So it comes time to pay the bill. And I said, oh, I'll pay the bill. I said, you tip her. He goes, no, I ain't tipping her. I said, say what? He goes, nah, blood, she's getting paid. I said, no. She's not getting paid. She's getting paid like $2.50 an hour. I said, $2. And I'm not kidding you. I go, and she relies on tips. That's how they make their living in the world of waiting on people, waitresses and waiters and this thing. He goes, I ain't paying nothing. So anyway, I gave her $25, and I've held Bernard to that for the rest of his life. He is one of the cheapest dudes I've ever met in my life. He's so cheap.
Wow.
He's so cheap, when he bends over, he squeaks.
Wow, I never heard this story. That is great. That's a different perspective on Bernard Hogg. That's messed up. This is a guy that's made millions throughout his career, and he can't tip the waitress or the waiters. That's messed
up. No, but it's $25. It was the best $25 I ever spent because the waitress was happy, and I got to dog Bernard for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and keep going.
Yeah, bottom line is. Anyway, back to Keyshawn Davis. There was no brawls after the fight last night. I mean,
brawls. He was very nice in the post fight. He gave Nahir Albright all the credit in the world. Said he's a good fighter. So he was very humble in victory. Listen, I like Keyshawn. I know there's been some stuff. You got to give the guy a chance. The guy's still in his 20s, right? He's still learning how to be an adult in some ways, right? Listen, let's put it this way. I think he's a phenomenal talent in the ring. Outside the ring, yes, he's got to work on some things. But this is a guy that can make some good fights. I would like him to go to 147 because 147 needs more names. There's no names in 147. We need a name in 147, and we need action, you know? So okay. I would love for him to go to 147, and I think he could beat all those guys at 147. I really do.
You brought up problem child. In fact, he's a problem child. What's up with Gervonta Davis these days? Is he in jail?
No, he's not in jail. He's free. I think they've been in court. They've been fighting the case with I guess the one of the girls or
the stripper. The stripper he dragged down the stairs at that strip club. It's on film.
Well, there's on film, but he didn't drag her down the stairs. So it's not as bad as people said.
He didn't grab her by the hair ever.
No, I didn't see anything grabbed by the hair. He might have grabbed her by the shoulder, maybe pushed her a little bit from the back.
Oh, pushed her a little bit. But, you know what, Tommy? You sound like his lawyer.
Pedro, you more than anyone have watched a lot of video on people and seen things. You have to watch the video and give me an honest assessment. And what I saw was somebody that was a little bit afraid, but she was basically following the orders like willingly. Like she didn't really like try to fight back in any type of way, right? You have to watch the video for yourself. Get back to me and let me know. But he didn't grab her by the hair.
Okay. Bottom line is she's a semi hooker, stripper, call it what you want. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Joe's gonna come out smoking, and I ain't gonna be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. Then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
The build-up to the mega fight, March 8th, 1971, Ali Frazier, Madison Square Garden. Of course, Ali would get knocked down in the 15th round and lose the unanimous nod to Joe Frazier. Of course, he would beat Frazier twice after that. But the bottom line is, that was an epic fight, probably the biggest fight in boxing history. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk a little MMA in hour number two. Of course, we'll talk about Ronda Rousey, of course, taking over the Netflix main event last night. Bottom line is, I do want to mention the fact that Bobby Chez, a former two-division champion, of course, I think 175 and middleweight or something like that. Bottom line is, Bobby held a couple of titles, but, you know, Bobby was the guy that I televised his fight with Donnie Lalonde. Speaking of Donnie Lalonde, he was supposed to be on today's show. Donnie was the guy that had Ray Leonard on his ass in that fight and couldn't keep Ray down. But the bottom line is, Donnie was supposed to be on today's show, and Donnie's a Canadian, so I'm scheduling this appearance by this Canadian champion, and he's in Paris. So that sort of screws things up. But the bottom line is, we'll get him on next week. But Donnie Lalonde and Bobby Chez went back and forth, of course, at the Riviera Hotel. I was the analyst for that. I was hired as the analyst. And Al Bernstein, Al piece of spit Bernstein. I know his wife just died, so I've been having been kicking him in the balls of late, but I'll go back doing it right now. Bottom line is, Al Bernstein was my broadcast partner for that card with Bobby Chez and Donnie Lalonde. So David Sample, who was managed by Richard Steele's wife, I can't remember what her name was, Richard Steele's wife, I think it was Gladys. But she was a manager of this guy, David Sample. He was a left-hander, like a lightweight or a featherweight, something like that. So I was explaining how a left-hander fights a right-hander and how he keeps his foot on the outside. So Al Bernstein, after that round, Al Bernstein took his headset off and threw it on the table in front of us and said, "If he doesn't shut up, I'm leaving." That's what he told the producer. I ain't kidding you. That's what he told the producer. So the producer says to me, "Pedro, you're just going to score the fight from now on. Don't offer any expert opinion." I said, "But you guys hired me as an analyst." He goes, "Yeah, but we're having problems, blah, blah, blah." Bottom line is, Al's a piece of work. And, of course, we went and worked together later. We worked together in San Diego. He got fired, and they hired me. That's why he hates me. That's why Al hates me. That's how I started. In 1989, I got this big gig in San Diego for Bobby DeFilippis. He fired Al Bernstein. He brought me in one time to substitute for Al Bernstein. So I subbed for Al Bernstein, and I kicked ass. And he said to me, "Listen, man, I don't need Al. You're a hell of a lot better than him. So he's just a little bit more known than you are." So the bottom line is, Al got fired. He sued Bobby D for like $2,500, something like that. Won it in small claims, so they settled. But the bottom line is, he and I went to work together again with Mills Lane and the Let's Get It On boxing series. Of course, we did that in the early part of the century. And of course, that was out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Tony Holden was a promoter. And you know what? I had some problems with him there, and I got to say this, Tommy D, did I tell you how he snitched on me? Did I tell you what a little bitch Al Bernstein is?
You might have, but I don't mind hearing it again.
Man, I couldn't believe it. So I'm hanging out with you. We got these two fine girls at the bar, right? Fine girls at the bar, and they're thinking, TV guys, oh boy, right? Also, and you know, I'm saying to myself, so I'm playing a little bit, and the girls say they wanted to smoke some weed. So I said, "Cool, we'll go back to my room and smoke some weed," right? So they don't want Al to come. I said, "Don't bring him with us." I said, "Oh, okay." So anyway, so I don't bring Al with us. Me and the two chicks go back to the room, and Al Bernstein called the promoter on the phone and told him I was smoking weed in my room with two girls.
Wow. John, unbelievable.
And you want, and people wonder why I don't like him.
And this was like in the late 80s, right?
No, this was like 2003, 2004.
So even after the Bobby Chess fight, because that was like early 90s, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
you guys still got to work together, and he was still being a
still a piece.
You know
of
what?
And no, and the bottom line is, he didn't like me. I didn't like him. And I remember one time I said something like, you know, they do the countdown. We're standing in front of the cameras, and we're going to do countdown to the beginning of the show, the live part of the show. Okay, so we're going to tape the open. I think we're either going to tape the open or we're going to do it live. So just before they do the countdown, I'm looking at him, I go, I don't like your ass at all. And this, and he said, he looks at me like with a dirty look. And then we go on the air, and we're the greatest together. I mean, it was just like, it's hard for me to admit that we were that good together. But yeah, before we went on, before the bell rang, we weren't friends at all.
Hmm. So have you ever spoken to him since? What's the last time?
I don't need to speak to him, man. He survived cancer. More props to him on that one. I'll give him props on that one. And his wife died a couple months ago, so I haven't been kicking him in the balls for a couple of months. But, you know, we're back to kicking him in the nuts now because his probationary period is over.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. All power to you, man.
Okay. Keyshawn Davis.
Probationary period.
Okay, back to Keyshawn Davis for a minute. The problem child, not Jake Child, the problem child. He didn't make weight. How many times did he have to go to the scale for this one? Three times?
Only twice.
Twice?
No. He only had to go back to scale one more time. Now, so, like, the original weigh-in, he was 0.1 over.
0.1?
Yeah.
They held him. Dude, why didn't he take off his underwear?
No, that's after he took off his underwear. It was 0.1.
He needed to shave off his pubes then.
I'm done. Unbelievable.
I mean, hey, you know, you got to go to some extremes. I saw a guy one time. I remember a guy for the Golden Gloves. He had all this hair. I mean, he had more hair than you could imagine. I mean, like a girl's hair. You know what I'm saying? And he cut it off because it was like a half a pound.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got to make weight. You got to make weight, man. Straight up.
I mean, he probably just had to go to the bathroom or something. So,
speaking about going to the bathroom, Nahir Albright, not that great a fighter. 7 knockouts in 17 and 19 fights. The bottom line against him, the rap against him is he can't punch.
Yeah, but that's a little bit unfair because, you know, his last fight, you know, I thought he beat Frank Martin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he hurt Frank Martin really bad in the last round. So, I mean, he did hurt Keyshawn in that fight too. Keyshawn admitted to that after the fight, and it was obvious that he buckled Keyshawn in the fight. So I wouldn't say he doesn't have any power. You know, I think his power is way above average.
Deceptive?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, okay. I mean, this is a guy that's, you know, not really been promoted by top promoters. You know, he's been grinding to get to where he's at, and he's been competitive, you know. So, you know, all power to Nahir Albright. I think he was a worthy test. You know, did I want to see the fight again because they already fight? No, but you know what? It's done and over with, and now both of them can move on. And I think Keyshawn showed that, you know, he's levels above this guy.
Okay.
You know, against worthy competition.
Okay. A couple of weeks from now, Oleg Usyk, your favorite guy, the pound-for-pound heavyweight champion in the world, of course, taking on Rico Verhoeven. Verhoeven's never had, I think he's had maybe one pro fight. He's a kickboxer, per se. And now he's talking, after that, talking about doing Anthony Joshua again. I mean, you know, the more and more he plays around, the more and more I think David Benavidez would light him up.
Listen, the time is now to make that fight. Now, you know, I don't like these little gimmick fights that they've been doing. You know, God forbid, what happens if this kickboxer lands a lucky shot and beats the heavyweight champion of the world? What happens then?
Well, Ngannou did that with Tyson Fury.
He dropped him, yeah, but, you know, Tyson got up and... You know, but that was supposedly an exhibition. That wasn't for the title.
Oh, okay.
I believe this fight with Usyk is for the title.
I know, but anytime I was told back in the days of Joe Louis when I was reading historical stuff, anytime the heavyweight champion steps into the ring, the title is on the line.
It should be, but I mean, for that fight, I don't know why, but it wasn't. It was only a 10-round fight. It wasn't 12 rounds, and they labeled it as an exhibition fight.
Okay.
You know, but I believe the Usyk fight, I mean, I have to go back and double check. I believe the Usyk fight is for the title.
Yeah, it is.
Which is
unified heavyweight title.
Which is crazy.
On the undercard, my favorite guy, he doesn't seem to get much play, Hamzaz Shiraz. You know what I'm talking about, right? The super middleweight?
Yep, the guy that came here to my city in New York and right in front of me, I was there live, beat up on my guy, Edgar Berlanga. That's the guy you're talking about.
Speaking of Berlanga, he just signed a big contract with Zuffa. He's worth a lot of money now. I'm not a big fan of Zuffa, and I know that you are. I mean, I know that you've got an open mind regarding Dana White and this and that, but I'm telling you, Dana White's really a bad dude. I mean, if Francis Ngannou only made $500,000 defending the UFC heavyweight title by selling out your mecca, the Madison Square Garden, if you only got $550,000, a $50,000 bonus, and yet he goes over to boxing and makes $18 million in two fights, what does that say about Dana White? And what does that say about you guys even giving him any props at all?
Well, but you started to say it correctly when it came to me. I have an open mind when it comes to Zuffa boxing, not an open mind when it comes to Dana. I know what Dana is. I know who he is. Absolutely. You are 1,010% right. But the concept of Zuffa with TKO and Turkey and all these people backing Zuffa, I have an open mind to give it a chance and an opportunity. You know, I've been somewhat satisfied with the product thus far, and thus far it's only went 5 months, and they've had what, like 6 cards already. I've been satisfied with some of the matchups in there. So I mean, I'm an open mind when it comes to boxing and just giving it an opportunity. I have a feeling I know where it's going to go, but I'm just, for now, I'm having an open mind, giving it a chance. But for, as far as Dana White, I think we agree on.
What he's going to do is he's going to make the Zuffa boxing bigger than the champions themselves, the fighters themselves, much like he has done with the UFC.
Yeah, but if it has the concept of trying to match up the best fighters against the best fighters,
man,
I don't have a problem with it. It's just that they're going to eliminate the titles.
Okay, I don't believe in eliminating titles. The reason why is I think if there was one heavyweight champion of the world and he only defended once a year, he had 12 champions, maybe 12 fights, 12 title fights a year. No, that ain't going to work. Bottom line is, I know all these titles seem like they're silly and this and that, but they all have a purpose, I think. We'll talk about that more after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Impeccable One is here. He's going away for a couple of weeks. He's going to Japan. Look out, Japan, straight up. Bailey Peck is on the way.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it. But your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Unbeaten 2004 Olympic gold medalist, of course, a world champion, 168, 175 pounds, the great Andre Ward of Oakland, California. Of course, Andre and I go way, way back, way, 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 way back. In fact, I think he lost a fight back like 25 or 30 years ago. He lost a fight at King's Gym in Oakland. When I showed up at the gym, I was late for the card, and the lady that ran the gym, Marsha Clark, Marsha King, she was like almost in tears. She was, oh, Andre lost. What are you talking about? He robbed you. I said, Andre, making this big deal about this kid. He was like 10, 12 years old, something like that. Bottom line is he went on to become, of course, the most celebrated boxer probably in Northern California history. Of course, the great Andre Ward. And that Son of God rep that he has is for real. Want to mention the fact that Johnny Boz, of course, passed away May 11th, 2013, at the age of 61. He was a matchmaker extraordinary out of New York City. Of course, he got in all kinds of trouble when he put Joey Gamache in the ring with Arturo Gatti, and Gatti was like 30 pounds heavier than him. But the bottom line is, they ran him out of New York City for that. Of course, he died in Florida May 11, 2013. And also on May 11, 2013, the great Harold Letterman passed away. My buddy, of course. I mean, I can't say enough positive things about Harold. I just can't. I remember the time that we were in Sacramento, California, and this limo driver was taking Harold back to the Radisson Hotel. Of course, they were staying at the Radisson. We were doing fights up there at the Arco Arena, the then Arco Arena, but the bottom, Tony Lopez fight, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is Harold signing autographs, and there's a big long line to sign autographs, and the limo driver keeps looking at his watch. So I told the limo driver, can you take your ass on home? You can leave, man. Go on. I'll take care of him. Bottom line is he split. The limo driver split. Harold signed autographs for another half an hour, 45 minutes, of course. Then it took him back to the Radisson. His daughter, Julie Letterman, is a pretty good judge as well, but nobody could ever replace Harold Letterman. That voice, maybe I'll play a little clip of him a little bit later, but the bottom line is, rest in peace, champ, the great Harold Letterman and Johnny Boz. Straight up, you're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it back to the Ring Talk phone lines. Take that back. We're on Teams. Come to us from the Bronx, from the man himself, Tommy D. Of course, Tommy D's got that show Friday nights. And the Sunday show, what time's the Sunday show air?
7 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, 7 o'clock Eastern. All right. Let's get into the heavyweight division right now. Okay, I do want to mention the fact that I mentioned Bobby Ches a little bit earlier. Bobby Ches, what I should have mentioned was that Bobby Ches has got cancer. He's got cancer of the face and of his nose, and they've cut apart part of his face and his eye. He's really in bad shape. So I wish him the very best as far as his recovery is concerned. And at the same time, Richard Sloan, of course, the famed artist, the greatest artist probably in the history of boxing, I think, outside of Leroy Newman. Him and Leroy Newman go hand in hand. Of course, great Leroy Newman drew all those drawings of Muhammad Ali and guys like that. But the bottom line is Richard Sloan has got stage four mouth cancer from smoking cigars, allegedly. Yeah. But the bottom line is we wish him the best. As he told me, hey, Pedro, there's no stage five. So he sort of stunned me when he said that. You know what I'm saying? No stage four cancer, Pedro, no stage five. You know what he means by that, right?
No.
You're dead. Stage four cancer, you're at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, stage five, you're done.
Yeah, you're done. Okay, I got you.
Johnny D's a little bit slow this morning, folks. That's okay. We'll get him back.
Because I feel like there's a little indirect comment in there for me because you know that I like to smoke cigars.
Well, no. Listen. You can do whatever the hell you want. What I'm trying to tell you is that Richard told me about cigars, right? Pedro, don't worry about it. I don't inhale. That's what he told me. Don't worry about. I swear to God, that was his quote. I don't inhale. The man's dying, possibly, quite likely, within 5 years because of the fact that he smokes cigars. And you you can knock weed all you want, but I don't know anybody getting cancer from smoking weed.
That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah, anyway, bottom line is maybe I should send you a couple of blunts.
Maybe.
The impeccable one, he's laughing in the other room. He must know what a blunt is. He's from Marin County. That's where that weed, that's where that weed stuff started. You look, that 420 thing started in Marin County.
Okay.
That's where it all started, because the impeccable one, his boys over there in Marin, they got some good weed going up, no doubt about that. Get off the weed. Want to mention the fact that, I'm not going to go there. I'll go there in an hour or two. Lomachenko's returning, and he signed with Zuffa. So I'm not a big Lomo fan to begin with.
He signed with Zuffa. You sure? Okay. I predicted that he would, but I didn't think he did yet.
How can you predict, man? Wait, it's like, I know you predicted and you were right this time, but good Lord, man, you don't realize that Zuffa is Dana. And if you say, it's like you got to get in bed with Zuffa to get in bed. You got to get in bed with Dana to get in bed with Zuffa. You know what I'm saying? And Dana, in my mind, has crabs. So he's not the guy I want to get in bed with. I think he's a filthy, filthy person. And he's going to do to boxing what he did to the UFC. He's going to make it corporate, okay? And these guys are going to are going to march to his tune, this and that. And, man, I'm telling you, I work with pimps in San Francisco. If a pimp gave a hoe 10% of what she earned, okay, the hoe would be on the first bus to Denver, okay? And yet people in the UFC, because they're trapped in, there's no other sanctioning, there's no other big UFC MMA bodies, per se, really, they're sort of trapped. So they got nowhere to go, and Dana's got them trapped, and that's just... anyway, put it this way. If lightning struck Dana White, it would be a good thing.
Yeah, but let me ask a question.
What?
So what has, besides Zuffa, right? Before Zuffa, who has done right by boxing? What promotional agency, what sanctioned bodies has done right by the sport?
Here's what's up. This is what you don't get. The boxing is not... It's not the straightest thing in the world, but what I learned from Uncle Seth Abraham, the former HBO CEO, was that you can work with people. You can work with people and you can get things done. I mean, I think that Eddie Hearn Eddie Hearn, Bob Arum, and Frank Warren, for the three, there's a fourth guy somewhere. But the bottom line is, I think if they come together, I think if they stick together, I think that we have a good chance of putting a run on Zuffa, okay? Making Zuffa's potentially talent grab limited, per se. But, you know, I know the sanctioning bodies have been a piece of work. And you know I really am down on WBC, the world of Bunko and Chicanery and Jose Suleiman's son, Mauricio Suleiman, over the Canelo Alvarez issue, you know, but and David Benavidez. But I'm telling you, there are some necessary evils, Tommy.
There's a lot of necessary evils. And you just said if they come together. The thing is that they're not doing it. You have sanctioning bodies like the WBC, you know, and promotional companies cutting corners for their guys to get title shots, to get title opportunities that they don't deserve, to put people in position, you know, for big monster pay-per-view paydays that they don't deserve. We mentioned a guy that just signed with Zuffa in Berlanga, who's never been a world champion but got an opportunity to fight Canelo, which I didn't think he deserved at the time. You got a world champion right now, 147, who coming off of a loss, and Ryan Garcia came back and gets a title shot and now world champion and defeats a champion that wasn't worthy to being a champion in Mario Barrios. You see what I'm going there? Like,
time out, opportunity. Okay, you hit the ball out of the park on that one. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you at all.
So nobody's doing it right. Nobody's really doing it fair and right, and, you know, by the way of these athletes in the sport of boxing.
Yeah, but
here comes, you know, another evil in Dana White and Zuffa. And I'm saying, listen, maybe he's going to do something different and give an opportunity, because what's been working is not working, right?
No, Timeout. Why is it not working? I mean, the sanctioning mobs, let them do their things as far as ratings are concerned. I understand that they kept Canelo away from David Benavidez. I mean, they did everything they could to keep him out of the same. I mean, good Lord, David was number one, the champion. He was a champion before Canelo was, I think, in the WBC 168-pound championship. Of course, he was a champion before Canelo. He was the interim champion. He was the number one contender. He went through all this stuff. Suleiman, Mauricio said he was going to mandate the fight, and he never did. So, you know, I understand that there's corruption, especially when it comes to, like, preferences towards certain fighters. I understand that. But the bottom line is, look what Dana's done. Do you see any – I mean, outside of Ronda Rousey, do you know any millionaires from the UFC?
No, you're right.
Wait. I mean, all right. Time out. So there's my question. You answered my question right there. So he's going. So if he's pimped off everybody in the UFC, he's going to pimp off people in boxing as well. He's a pimp. Pimps don't change. I mean, just because a pimp changes his socks doesn't make him not a pimp.
Well, he's a terrible pimp, but that doesn't excuse the other pimps. Like, you know, Suleiman. Suleiman's a pimp as well.
No, Suleiman.
You know, giving Canelo all these opportunities and giving him, you know, easy fights so that he could collect sanctioning fees because he knows Canelo's a big draw. I mean, that's a pimp as well, right?
Well,
maybe
you know,
not as evil as
I don't know if he's
Dana.
A pimp. I think he's a hoe. I think he's more of a hoe. I think he's just somebody. I think they call him up on the phone and say, Mauricio. I mean, you know, Bailey calls him on the phone and says, hey, Mauricio, this is the way it's going to go down, blah, blah, blah. And Mauricio comes out and goes, this is the way it's going to go down. This is the way Bailey told me to do it. I mean, that's Sir Mauricio. I think he's a bit of a puppet, okay? And, of course, and he fired, hey, and people don't know it, but he fired us from WBC TV. Me and Tommy D, me and Thomas Dillon, Mr. Thomas Dillon, he fired us for saying after the Oshaki Foster Robinson Canseco fight, which was a total highest of robbery. I thought Foster won 8 rounds of 4, but they gave it to Canseco. So he said it was a robbery, and if Suleiman, silly man, Mauricio Suleiman, didn't do something about it, he was, quote, part of the problem and not the solution, end quote. And they fired us for that. So for that, Mauricio, I can say kiss my ass.
Yeah. And what happened to free speech, you know, in the boxing community or, you know, in journalists and media, you know, speaking your mind and telling the truth and letting everybody know what's going on. And he got upset.
Hey, and here's what's up. And then I kick his ass every once in a while on Instagram, shit like stuff, places like that. And he says to me, I don't know why you have the hate for me that you do. That's not hate. It's not even dislike. It's just that I'm embarrassed by the fact that this jerk. I've never been fired in my life on radio or a performance or TV or anything like that. That's I mean, who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah. Insane.
You know, so, I mean, anyway. Anything new in New York boxing besides the fact that Dennis Rapoport passed away this week, the manager of Jerry Cooney, of course, along with Mike Jones. I'll talk about that in hour number two. But those guys were Hey, you know what? Mike Jones carried Jerry Cooney's other manager. They called him the Wacko Twins because they were crazy, him and Rapoport. I think they were doing blow. But the bottom line is he had a string of hotels. And when I would come to New York, he would put me up at the hotel, and he would say, just tip the maid. So I used to tip the maid $100 because I'd be there a week, okay? So I tipped the maid $100. The maids were lining up to take care of me when I came to his hotel. I kid you not. They were fighting over it. But Mike Jones made recipes and Dennis Rapoport made recipes. I'll go into that in depth in hour number two. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, is my co-host on Sunday. He's not a guest. He's a co-host. Of course, if I said he was my guest, if I said he was my next guest, I've been interrupted by my producer in the other room by using next and current and stop, my first, that kind of good stuff. So I get it wrong every once in a while. But the bottom line is Tommy D is class act, no doubt about that. Now, Tommy D, pound for pound, David Benavidez, I'm going back and I'm saying it. I don't think anybody's better pound for pound right now. He is the hottest fighter in the world, in my mind. And you know what? Ray Leonard feels that way, too. So does Mike Tyson.
I can't argue with that. He looked phenomenal his last fight, moving up. You know, he's hot right now. He's doing it in a way that, you know, fans want to see. He's getting stoppages. He's beating guys up. You know, he's not winning by, you know, any split decisions or anything like that. So, yeah, Benavidez, top three pound for pound, no doubt.
Did you see him throw those hooks on Zerto? Yeah. I mean, they were some of them were arm punches, but when he threw a couple of hooks that he threw, they just distorted the power in the shots distorted Zerto's face upon impact.
Yeah, I mean, that was a...
I mean, have you ever seen a guy's orbital bone and guy's eyes shut that quick ever?
No, never.
I mean, that was like in the split second, boom, he was done. You know, but I wish Zerto the very best. Of course, he made some money and more props to him. But the bottom line is David Benavidez is a monster. Mike Tyson, I've been saying that for a long time. And people used to snicker at me. You know, David Benavidez, they aren't snickering anymore.
No, not at all. I'm just curious to see who he fights next.
It's going to be Dimitri Bivol.
He could fight Bivol, but I don't know if Bivol wants to fight.
Bivol's going to pull a Canelo?
It sounds like it. Like he's asking for a lot of money. I don't know. It sounds like he's looking for a way out.
Okay, I got to wrap things up here. You have a great week. I love you. Have a great day. Hug the wife.
All right, Pedro, thank you.
And tomorrow comes home Tuesday, right?
Tuesday she will be back home, yes.
Right on, man. Happiness in the Dillamuth household. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Last week, we had Rudy Hernandez on the show. Of course, Rudy Hernandez, the brother of the great Genaro Hernandez, El Chicanito, the former champion that passed away in 2012 from cancer. Bottom line is, Rudy Hernandez was on the show because he worked the corner of Junto Nakatani a fortnight earlier. Of course, we're talking about when he took on the Noah Inouye, of course, over in Japan in front of 51,000 people. Of course, the Tokyo Dome was sold out, all that kind of good stuff. Well, you know, he used the word mother ducker on his show like 8 or 9 times. I kid you not, because I told him, I said, we're on regular straight radio. You can't be using the word mother ducker with an F, okay? He kept saying it over and over again. And bottom line is, I don't think we're going to have him on the show anytime real soon again. I mean, he's a nice guy, but the bottom line is, if you tell a guy once or twice not to use the word mother ducker, he keeps using the word mother ducker, and I'm watching my producer in the other room, his hair is turning gray. The guy's only 25 years old, his hair is turning gray. Can't believe the guy keeps saying mother ducker over and over and over again. Bottom line is, Rudy Hernandez is a good guy, but he's got to get it together. And you know, had he been in Junto Nakatani's ass like that, Junto Nakatani might have won that fight. I mean, because he was talking to Nakatani like he was, you know, whispering in his ear, hey, I mean, you know, you do okay today. Everything okay. Keep your hands up, champ. No, he should have been saying, mother ducker, get your butt moving. But he didn't say that. He was real passive. Of course, he says he can't say that kind of stuff in that culture. But he said it on my radio show? No way. Straight up, this is hour number one. coming to a close here of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two comes up after the news right here on Sports Byline. Hour number two, I'll go into the depth, on Ronda Rousey and the MMA card last night. I'll also talk about the future, the upcoming super fight between Jerry Nunes at 154 pounds and Xander Zayas. The Battle of the Undefeated is going down June 27th on the Zone. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stick around for hour number two, coming up after the sports right here on Sports Byline.
Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. College football is kicking around a 24-team playoff. A 24-team college football playoff. Back in February, the Big Ten Conference put forward the idea, and since then, the Big 12 Conference, Atlantic Coast Conference, and Notre Dame have all jumped on board with it, as has Fox, which is currently shut out of airing the college football playoff. Against it are ESPN, who is currently the sole rights holder of the playoffs, and the Southeastern Conference, led by Commissioner Greg Sankey, who has resisted the idea and prefers that expansion stop at 16 teams. But cracks have started to form there, too, with coaches from several schools, including Kirby Smart of Georgia and Josh Heupel of Tennessee, publicly supporting the dramatic expansion. For the game's bottom line, it would be a massive success due purely for the television money that'll come off the first deal. Not sure about the rest of it. Positives? In my eyes, the elimination of the bowl system as well as the conference title game sure is. That's about it. Surely coaches are looking at this as a way to provide themselves more job security in an increasingly more volatile environment, but it won't. Do you think that any Alabama booster or fan cares about making a 2014 playoff? They want a national championship every year. Period. Same goes for LSU, Ohio State, Texas, and many more. A coach may buy himself a little time making the playoffs, but as we've seen in every other sport, after a while, just getting there isn't enough. Also, under the proposal, the same number of non-Power 4 teams would make it. One. So when ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says that 24 teams would provide hope, he means ACC schools. Last December, less than 5 million people watched Oregon defeat James Madison, and 7 million watched Ole Miss defeat Tulane against competition from the NFL. I don't believe for a second that first-round games like BYU-Houston, which could have happened this season if there were 24 teams, would have done much better. And I guess if you want variety with how you watch, you'll be happy. It'll offer the opportunity for more streaming services, especially those shut out of the NFL, to throw some money around. Of course, that also means a fan is going to have to come off more money to watch said games, just like you do for the NFL. And I love a good Cinderella story. Sports fans will gravitate towards a situational aberration, but it also won't take them or the blue blood programs long to lose interest if the oddity becomes the norm and you have a couple years of big underdogs going on big runs. TLDL, too long, didn't listen. Expanding to a ridiculous number of college football playoff teams, like 24, doesn't just increase the certainty that qualified teams will make it, it absolutely guarantees that teams who shouldn't be there at all will be as well. I'm Mike Sempervive.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said in hour number one, often imitated but never duplicated. How can I say that? I was the original. Started the show back in 1984. I was a cop in San Francisco for SFPD, working out there at Patrol Station out on 3rd Street. And every Thursday night, I get on the phone with Charles J. in Florida. We do this thing called Ring Talk. That's where it started. Bottom line is, a few years later, went into syndication back in 1989. Of course, been knocking out all bumps since. Straight up, 41 years of radio live worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, and I will cover some MMA in this hour. Of course, the star of MMA, the queen herself, we'll talk about Ronda Rousey, has returned. I'm not too happy about Ronda being the, Ronda's not my favorite person. I mean, we've had some issues back and forth, but I think she's just a mean girl. She's selfish. She's snide. And you know, what bottom line is, she had to deal with Dana White for a long time. So I give her props. She was able to walk away from Dana White and walk away with a lot of money. A lot of money. She's probably one of the few athletes that have. I mean, think about this. Of all the fighters that Dana's had in the UFC, how many of them really walked away with some money? I mean, real money. Millions of dollars. Think about that. Not too many. Why? Because outside of Ronda Rousey, they sort of like all were pimped off. I mean, she was slick enough to work her own deals, but the rest of those guys, not so slick. Open phone lines around the plane. You want to join me in this hour, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Besides going into depth on the Ronda Rousey card last night with Gina Carano, of course, the main event lasted a big long 17 seconds. We'll talk about the fact that June 27th, the Battle of the Junior Middleweights is going down in the zone. We'll talk about Barclays Center in New York City, Brooklyn, New York, straight up, Xander Zayas, the Puerto Rican star, 23 and zip, something like 13 KOs, didn't look so good in his last fight, had a split decision in his own native Puerto Rico, of course, taking on Jaron Ennis, 35 and zip, come to us, some 25, 28 knockout, something like that, come to us out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bottom line is, they're battling out June 27th on the zone, come to us from Barclays, that'll be a big fight, we'll talk about that and more. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. Now, for the last time in probably 3 or 4 weeks, the Peck Memorial will take it away this hour. Straight up, Bailey Peck's in the house.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. You can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening.
Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
If you were looking for violence and mayhem between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano Saturday night, you had to be disappointed in the 17-second Netflix main event. I mean, it also looked like almost looked like a work fight or a worked-out fight in advance, but it wasn't. It was a one-trick pony versus an inactive heifer. Why do I say that? Carano, now 8-2 as a professional, was a 6-1 Las Vegas betting underdog who reportedly lost 100 pounds to make the 141-pound weight limit. She hadn't fought since being hammered and retired by Chris Cyborg Santos, and that was in 2009, or 17 years ago. And of course, Ronda Rousey, her pro fights never went to a decision. When she debuted, of course, on August 6, 2010, Rousey defeated Hayman Munoz and with an armbar in 23 seconds. Of course, that was her amateur run, and that began her amateur run. Of course, that culminated with an Olympic bronze medal in 2008. And as a professional, she has went 13-2 with 10 wins by submission, all armbars, and 3 wins via knockout. In closing, on Ronda versus Gina. And while I'm not implying that Gina Carano rolled into that armbar on purpose, having to lose a C note in weight and fight is something I've never heard of, be it MMA or boxing. 100 pounds. No, I've heard of a lot of weight before, but never 100 pounds. Bottom line is, it is what it is. Of course, Don King, on her being a 6-1 underdog, of course, and the money, she had two chances, slim and none, and slim has just left town. Bottom line is, again, Gina didn't take a dive, but Ronda just made it look that way. Of course, Ronda Rousey was guaranteed $2 million in pay, and dieting for dollars, Gina Carano made $1 million for 17 seconds. Now, that semi-main event, unbridled violence, that was Mike Perry and Nate Diaz. Oh, my God. The semi-main event pitted bare-knuckle champion, bare-knuckle king Mike Perry versus all-around tough guy Nate Diaz out of Stockton, California. Because Nate's been on this show in the past. He's been in the studio, Sports Byline Studios, got his name on the wall, the whole nine yards. He's a bit of a legend here in Northern California, not in the world of MMA, but after last night. Anyway, I once said that you almost have to kill the Stockton, California native in order to beat him. Well, Perry came eerily close last night, I thought. I mean, really, it's at the end. Anyway, the domination of Nick Diaz was complete. While Nick had some moments here and there, Perry was working on a severely bloody Diaz. He worked him over with both hands and knees, hitting him to the body, and then that flying knee to the head that ended the second round, man, that put Nate Diaz in another zip code. In other words, if he was in the 209 area code where his phone is in Stockton, it knocked him all the way to the 415 area code in San Francisco. I kid you not. I mean, that was one hell of a knee, no doubt about that. So the batter Diaz, he's covered in crimson. I mean, it looks like some WWE type of fight. Where they cut themselves and make themselves bleed on. This is blood was for real, though. Between the second and third round, I saw his cut man, the guy that has appeared on the show many times in the past. I'll talk about Jacob Stitch Strand, Jake for short, of course, a Northern California native originally, now living in Las Vegas, the cut man to the stars, no doubt about that. But he is the one that called the fight off. I think that cut on the side of Nick's Nate Diaz's head could not be stopped. And Stitch Duran shake his head, no, that they were stopping the fight. He was answering my pleas because I was saying, please, Stitch, stop the fight. The guy's taking too much. Now, Nate Diaz protested, but he was thoroughly beaten, and he is not the king of violence or the bad MF anymore. Bottom line is, those titles belong to Mike Perry. And the ex-heavyweight champion of the UFC, well, he got destroyed. 15 years ago, heavyweight Junior Dos Santos, now 23-11, smoked Cain Velasquez in the first round to win the UFC heavyweight title. That was in Mexico City. Of course, Cain didn't train for the altitude, and he went down there a few days in advance, and it didn't work out too well for him. Anyway, bottom line is, I think he lost in the very first round. Anyway, last night, the Brazilian was battered into a state of stupidity by a guy by the name of Rubelis Dzogny, who came in with a record of 6-1, now is 6-2. Of course, that lasted less than one round. So what I'm trying to say is the fight card, and Francis Ngannou was a winner as well, and Francis being the class act that he is, and he's a classy guy. I mean, people say to me, who would you like to see being heavyweight champion of the world? This guy, Francis Ngannou, he's a good guy. I mean, he just is. And people, how do you say that? Well, I met him one time, and one time I met him, he was in Las Vegas. He was shaking everybody's hand and signing autographs. They didn't have a problem with that, so his time was their time. But he gave $100,000 to his opponent last night after knocking him out. He knocked out a guy by the name of Felipe Lins, and that was during the Netflix card, of course, the UFC, former UFC heavyweight champion. The man never lost his title. He walked away from it. Not too many guys walk away from championships. He told Dana White to take his belt and stick it up your you-know-where. Okay, where the sun doesn't shine. And, of course, Dana, Anyway, no. Dana really doesn't have a UFC heavyweight champion. I mean, the bottom line is the two best heavyweights in the world, 1 and 2, are probably Francis Ngannou and John Jones. And the reason why I rank John Jones number 2 is the fact that John Jones hasn't fought since Bailey was 10. I mean, it's been a long time. The inactivity, he fights when he wants to, and, come on. I mean, I remember that claim to fame when he pulled a double hit and run that day, he was an idiot, pulled some double hit and run there, had a gun in his car, all kinds of stuff in New Mexico. So John Jones, probably not the most level-headed guy in the world. But then again, when you get hit in the head for a living and get kicked in the head for a living, chances are you're not going to be all that normal. Anyway, Francis Ngannou gave his guy $100,000 last night. More power to him. Now, I thought the card on Netflix was well worth the price. How much did it cost? Nothing. That's what was sort of good about it. Of course, Dana White's ripping you off once a month, charging you $70 or $80. Now, listen, I know a lot of you into this bloodthirsty fighting and this kind of stuff, and probably that's not my forte. I mean, I prefer the sweet science and boxing, this and that, but not that I'm against watching the world of mixed martial arts. I'm not against it. I'm against the abuse some of those guys are taking. I mean, there's no way in the world that Nate Diaz should have continued last night. I mean, in that second round, oh my God, he could have donated a pint of blood last night. That's what it looked like. He looked like a blood donor, not a guy in an MMA match, okay? And he was bleeding from a couple cuts, but that one cut, I think, over the right side of his head looked like it was near a vein, this and that. And when Sid shook his head no, I knew they were stopping the fight. Thank goodness, because if they didn't stop the fight, Nate Diaz would be further damaged. And you want to talk about a guy that has been damaged by the world of mixed martial arts and contact sports and probably a good candidate for chronic traumatic encephalopathy? That's Nate Diaz. I mean, the shots that he's taken over the years, time and time and time and time again. I mean, even in fights he wins, he gets his ass whooped. He pays a price. You can't do that and expect to be have me running on eight cylinders for the rest of your life. I'm not trying to say I'm going to see, I expect him to fall off the cognitive planet real soon, but the bottom line is he slurs his speech more than I do, and of course I don't box him, but the bottom line is he slurs his speech a little bit, and I think that if he keeps fighting, he's going to get hurt. And of course, it's time, should be time for him to go away. As far as Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano is concerned, 17 seconds. Man, Gina, I mean, come on. You know, you knew she was going to move that. Listen, everybody knows. Everybody knows that Ronda Rousey is a one-trick pony. And when I say the one-trick pony, I mean the only move she's got is the armbar. That's it. She has nothing else. She couldn't spell headlock. She just couldn't, okay? But she's got that armbar, and she gets it down. It's a judo move. Of course, that's what got her the bronze medal in 2008 over there in the Beijing Olympics. But other people, MMA fighters, got hit to that. They stayed away from that armbar stuff, and they grappled with her, and they hurt her, and they hit her hard, this kind of stuff, and they inflicted punishment on her, and it wasn't quite the same. Of course, the two losses that she had, I'm talking about Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes lit her up like a White House Christmas tree. And of course, then there was Holly Holm. Holly Holm, of course, the preacher's daughter or something like that out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I used to televise her fights. I televised Holly Holm's fights in Albuquerque, and the surrounding areas, both her mixed martial, no, her boxing matches. And then, of course, then she turned into an MMA queen. Of course, she was a girl that knocked out Ronda Rousey. She was like a 5 or 6 to 1 underdog, and she knocked out Ronda Rousey with a kick. I mean, that kick was heard around the world. In fact, when Ronda came back to the United States, she was so ashamed that she hit herself underneath a pillow coming through customs. So she was really weird. She was really affected by that fight. In fact, she said in recent interviews, that, of course, you know, leading up to this fight with Gina Carano, the fight, you want to call it a fight. But the bottom line, she said in recent interviews, she thought about killing herself and all that kind of good stuff. You know, the suicide thing, I don't know, over a loss? I don't know. I mean, over a loss in an athletic event, come on, if you didn't give your all, I mean, you might feel bad about yourself. You might say you might be down on yourself, but you want to kill yourself because of the fact that you didn't win a fight? That doesn't sound right. Straight up, let's roll out of a break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Bottom line is if 10% of your gross earnings, 10% of your company's funds go to paying for your employees. That doesn't sound right to me. Straight up, I'm talking about Dana White, of course, and the UFC. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come June 27th, of course, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. A big mega bout takes place. And bottom line is Xander Zayas and Jerry Nez. Somebody, though, has to go. It's a battle of unbeaten fighters, of course, with different styles. Having been around the block in boxing longer than most, I can't recall a recent loser-leaves-town fight. Not in a long time. But the bottom line is, that tag seems to apply to the 154-pound battle between Xander Zayas and Jerry Nez, both undefeated. One guy, sort of glossy of late. The other guy, maybe not so much. Jerry Nez has ran off 20 wins before stepping up to world-class fighters. After a welterweight, 147-pound run, he is either the A or B side of the junior middleweight, 154-pound division with Zayas. Now 35 and zip with 21 whacks, some think Nez is destined for greatness. But then there are also the non-believers belling, hey, not so fast. He fought a boy named Karen, now 28 years old. The best fighter Nez has faced in 35 fights is a guy named Karen. Karen defeated Karen Chazukian, 26-4, 14 KOs, once in 2023 and again in 2024, winning both 12-round unanimous decisions. His last fight versus hapless Yusima Lima, 16-2 with 11 KOs of Angola, that lasted just a minute and 58 seconds, or a TKO1. Now, Zayas, he appears to be growing. Why do I say that? 23-year-old Xander Zayas is a Puerto Rican fighter that has both the looks and the ability. Never a real cut or buff, per se, but the 23-0, 13-KO Xander is obviously bulking up body-wise. He's lifting weights. He's doing something as he preps for Nez in his June 27th unification match on DAZN. He has struggled, though, as of late. He struggled with a C-plus fighter. Maybe C-plus, maybe C, I don't know, about a C-fighter. Last time out in his native Puerto Rico, Zayas had problems with unheralded Abbas Baru. Brew 17-2, 9 KOs, as one judge thought enough to give Abbas, a black German native, 8 rounds or a 116-112 score, making it a split decision 12 win for Xander, as the other two judges had a 116-112 for Vander Xander Zayas. But I think it's a make-or-break fight. It just was. And based on the pairing's last outings, the Las Vegas bookies have tabbed Jaren a 3-1 favorite. Had Zayas not looked so ordinary versus Abbas, the fight would have been a lot closer in the Las Vegas sportsbooks. Nez looks like he has the edge. But does he? Zayas looks like a reasonable facsimile of Oscar De La Hoya, meaning he's good-looking. But the $64,000 question here is, folks, can Xander Zayas fight at a world-class level? Come June 27th, we'll find out for real. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the former Olympic silver medalist and former world champion, talking about Keyshawn Davis, of course, not my favorite guy, now 15-0 with 10 KOs, returned home to Norfolk, New Virginia, of course, and beat a guy that he beat before. I'm talking about Nahir Albright. Albright comes in at 17-2, left 17-3. It wasn't much to talk about, but the bottom line is Tommy D's high on this guy, and if Tommy D's high on him, he must have a little bit of ability. Of course, we talk about him being a piece of work outside of the ring, inside of the ring. outside of the ring, inside of the ring, he can fight. There's no doubt about it. Now, speaking of a guy that can fight, May the 22nd, Amari Jones, the undefeated, coming on in an IBF title eliminator, taking on Vicente Gilatari. But the bottom line is, Amari's a guy to watch. I mean, he's really a guy to watch. Keyshawn Davis, I don't know. A lot of people really think are really, really high on him. I'm just not high on him. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not dogging his ability in this thing. I'm just not real high on the guy. He's got to do a lot more for me. Anyway, I want to mention the fact that, and Tommy D brought this up a little bit earlier, is that Filip Hrovac, the heavyweight, of course, from the Europe, of course, Croatia, Ukraine, something like that. But the bottom line is he beat up a guy named Dave Allen yesterday, and of course, sets up a fight probably in October with the undefeated Moses Aitama. What's Moses now? 13-14-0, 10-11 KO, something like that. Of course, he is the next rage. There's no doubt about that. People think he's ready for the title. People think he's the guy that should step in and fight Danny Dubois. Of course, Danny Dubois coming off that win a fortnight ago. That grueling win, you hear his brain. These guys are hitting each other so hard back and forth, I could hear brain cells hitting the floor. I mean, boom. I mean, I kid you not. Talk about Danny Dubois and Fabio Wardley. And for the most part, Fabio Wardley was taking the licking. I mean, he was like a Timex watch. He took a licking and just kept on ticking. And bottom line is, the referee didn't help him. Of course, talk about that John Foster guy. Should be arrested for impersonating a referee. The bottom line is, your main job as an official, as a third man, as the guy, the arbitrator, the sole arbitrator in some matches. But the bottom line is, as the official there, your job is to protect both fighters. I think that Mr. Foster failed miserably when it came to Fabio Wardley. I mean, I know they wanted Wardley to win. Frank Warren, the promoter, he wanted Wardley to win. Everybody wanted Wardley to win. I get that. He was a favorite. He was 31 years old. He was pretty. Danny Dubois is old. He lost three fights. He's been counted out three times. Danny Dubois, not really a superstar. Not a potential superstar, no matter what you make him. Okay, but the bottom line is Wardley being undefeated and having knocked out everybody he faced. Bottom line is, of course, that one draw he had, he came back, he knocked the guy out in like one or two rounds. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Fabio Wardley took too much of a beating, and now he wants to invoke that rematch clause, according to Tommy D. I think that's silly. I mean, I know, listen. His heart didn't fail him. There's no doubt about it. And I don't think he failed physically. I just think that he failed skill-wise. In other words, he doesn't have the skill to beat Danny Dubois. I mean, he doesn't throw three-punch combinations. I mean, the most basic thing, when you come into a boxing gym, first thing they teach you is jab, right hand, left hook. I mean, that jab, right hand, left hook. I mean, that's the first drill I think you learn after the jab and the right hand. You throw the hook, 1, 2, 3. He never threw a three-punch combination in the entire fight. I'm talking about Fabio Wardley. He never, ever did. That's how limited his skill set is. Not only that, he never threw a hook. I mean, come on, man. Let me tell you. You know, straight shots, guys have a good shot at seeing straight shots. Let me tell you what knocked me down. Hooks. Juan Rodriguez hit me with hooks. Dave Garcia hit me with hooks. Ernie Chavez hit me with hooks. Those three guys put me down. All three guys hit me with hooks. You don't see hooks coming, especially from the southpaw side, being a right-hander for the most part. But the southpaw side, no matter how much you train with a left-hander, somehow those right hooks seem to be, they hit a little bit harder. Let me tell you how hard this guy from Ernie Chavez hit me in the National Golden Gloves in Las Vegas, the Showboat Hotel, the now Ray Showboat Hotel. He hit me so hard with a right hook that when I got up, I saw eight guys across the room. Well, wait a second. I've been hitting the head with a flashlight, a police flashlight in a brawl one time. A cop swung a flashlight. The guy ducked, and he hit me in the head with it. Boom. I mean, a heavy steel, heavy-duty police flashlight that's meant to, like, bust skulls, okay? Bottom line is, that wasn't nearly as hard as Ernie Chavez hit me. That's how hard hooks are, because you don't see them coming. The punches you don't see coming, you hear people say, yeah, you know, you get hurt by the punches. Yeah, those are the ones that hurt, the punches you don't see coming. So what I'm trying to tell you is, yikes, boxing is a dangerous game, no doubt about that. And, of course, I was smart enough or macho-less enough to say to the referee that I had enough when I looked across the ring and I saw eight guys and three referees. In other words, there's 11 guys in the ring with me, right? There's only supposed to be two other guys in the ring with me. That's nine more guys that I need to be fighting. Of course, that's how scrambled my brain was that I was seeing eight guys across the ring. Think about that. You get up off the canvas. You're wondering how you got knocked down in the first place. You're looking around and your people are telling you, get up, get up. Why are they telling you? What are they talking about getting up? Get up. What are they talking about? And then you realize, oh, wait a second. I'm horizontal here, so I do got to get up. up. And then you get up and you look around, and of course the referee said to me, "Do you want to continue?" I said, "No, sir." I mean, I knew the bottom line is if I'd have got hit one more time, I'd have seriously got hurt. There's no doubt about that. And that's what you got to have, common sense, because the corner I was working with that day was a new corner. I wasn't working with my own team. My own team couldn't come to Las Vegas for that National Golden Glove fight, which was a bit unfortunate, sincerely, especially since then I was moving up and away from junior welterweight to welterweight. Of course, I needed my guy there. He wasn't there. He had to work. There was all kinds of stuff going on with Chris Gomez. And then the ABA. The United States Association, the United States Amateur Boxing Federation, they didn't want to pay his expenses. They were willing to pay it at first, and then I said, "Well, I need my trainer with me." And they said, "Well, you're already here." Bottom line, I said, "Well, I can bring him down." They didn't want to pay it. Bottom line is, you know, not that my trainer would help me, but the bottom line is he would have probably thrown in that towel after I got hit with that hook. I'm telling you, I have never been hit that hard in my entire life, and I've been hit in the head by like a 200-pound cop swinging a flashlight as hard as he can, straight up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Usyk versus this Rico Verhoeven. This kickboxer going down. Of course, they're fighting for all the heavyweight belts. I think it takes away from Usyk's. I think it takes away from his stature. I think he's. I'll put it this way. I'm not a big Usyk fan. I thought he was lucky to get by that one guy. I forget who the black guy was that hit him in the body. And of course, he took a body shot. The referee said it was a low blow. Gave him the benefit of the doubt. Of course, that's what saved his ass, probably in his undefeated mark. But at the end of the day, he beat Tyson Fury. He's beating everybody put in front of him. Of course, he is the heavyweight champion, but he just doesn't make it for me. That's why I think that David Benavidez has such a good chance of beating Oleg Usyk. Not only will he stand up to Usyk, he's not afraid of his power. He's not afraid of Usyk's punching power, because Usyk's not the most Ernie Shavers type of punching. I mean, he's not a big, hard puncher. But the bottom line is, David Benavidez does punch. You know, Benavidez came down from 260 pounds. He was a fat kid. He weighed 260 pounds at one point in time. So he came down from 260. And, you know, then I remember when you sparred with David, with Gennady Golovkin, like 10, 12 years ago, something like that. Anyway, he was, like, heavy. But he was kicking Golovkin's ass, but he was heavy. And I was saying to myself, who is this kid? And of course, I remember the name David Benavidez. And he came back, he got his act together, dropped down to 168 pounds, got world rank, won the 168-pound championship. Of course, then it was taken away from him because of Colombian dust coming up in his system. I'm talking about cocaine. Of course, they took away his title, but they gave it to Canelo. And that was 7 years ago. Of course, he never got to fight Canelo. And now, of course, he's going to fight somebody next, some big fight, because he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Mike Tyson and I have been saying that for years, and now you know it. That's right. David, the monster Benavidez, is the best fighter pound for pound in all of boxing. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side of the break, we'll hear from David Benavidez.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Usually, I save taps for the end of a show, but the bottom line is this is a little bit different. Legendary boxing manager Dennis Rappaport has passed away. Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones were the wacko twins of the New York City papers. In the New York media of yesteryear, Dennis Rappaport and Mike Jones, Jerry Cooney's managers, were called the Wacko Twins. That's because of their sometimes crazy acts they put on as Cooney the Contender was moving towards his ill-fated match in 1982 with Larry Holmes. Sometimes they were a bit too much. The Rappaport-Jones act took a significant hit when Cooney flopped against Holmes, but they were able to make Jerry Cooney a far bigger star than he could have ever achieved with anybody else. There's no doubt about that. And some say Tommy Morrison was the last great white hope, but the bottom line is Jerry Cooney was truly boxing's last great white hope. Of course, I chatted with Dennis a few months ago when we rapped about him coming on the show because, anyway, bottom line, of course, that was prior to me seeing Jerry Cooney, and Jerry Cooney and I did some radio together, of course, on this network at the Ryan Garcia fight February 21st at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Of course, Dennis was cool. Dennis has always been cool with me, but Jerry Cooney, when I talked to him about, when I brought up the fact that, you know, Mike Jones and Dennis Rappaport, I thought, did a good job, made him a lot of money, but otherwise, he was bitter as he called both of them out for allowing Jerry to drink. Wait a second. You're a drunk and you're blaming your manager? Quote, they never tried to get me any help. No excuses, but I wasn't right for most of my career. And they, Rappaport and Jones, didn't care. That's what Jerry Cooney was quoted as saying February 21st. Bottom line is, Mike Jones, I said it a little bit earlier, he owned New York City hotels and more. Personally and professionally, I was closer to Mike Jones, who's always put me up at his, one of his Big Apple hotels. In fact, I remember after the Trinidad-Hopkins fight, I think it was September the 30th or something like that, 2011, right after the 9-11 thing, the 9-11 thing went down, whatever year that was. But the bottom line is, after that went down, they put me on the no-fly list. And when I went out to get out of New York City, they labeled me a terrorist. They wouldn't let me get on a plane. I kid you not. Ex-cop, the whole nine yards. For some reason, I was on this no-fly list. I was a terrorist. They wouldn't let me on a plane. So anyway, I had to go back to the hotel. Well, guess what? Thank God Mike Jones ran the hotel because he put me back in. There was no doubt about that. I got to stay for another. It took me 2 days to get out of town. 2 days to get out of New York City. Of course, I was on the no-fly list. Anyway, bottom line is, Rappaport, he and I had a big beef here in Las Vegas. Let me tell you about that. Anyway, oh, by the way, take it back. Mike Jones' hotels, as I said a little bit earlier, I give the maid $100. Of course, Mike was so happy about that because most guys, when they stayed and left the maid a tip, would give them like $4 or $5 or $10, something like that. I used to give them $100. I stay there a week sometimes. Of course, I would never allow the maids in the rooms. I never would, probably because I did my own thing in there. But the bottom line is, after a week, the place was a mess and they deserved the $100, no doubt about that. But Mike was a good guy, no doubt about that. And of course, that $100 may be a big hit with the staff. Now, Rappaport and Pedro, we had this beef in San Francisco. I was both nationally ranked and having issues at junior welterweight. In other words, I was stressed. Jerry Cooney came to town and took over Newman's gym in the afternoon. Of course, nobody else could use the gym from 3:30 to 5:30. And I wasn't afraid of Team Cooney, so I took on Dennis Rapoport and gym owner Don Stewart and said, you know, hey, man, come on, man, you got to be kidding me. You know, we need to open up this gym. All of us need to train. You can't, like, stop 35 or 40 of us from training for one guy. There's no doubt about it. He's not the heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, he failed in his championship bid. Bottom line is, of course, they threw me out of the gym. I had to go across town and win. Bottom line is, you know, in the last couple of years, I've tried to introduce Dennis Rapoport to some standouts, some New York City standouts, a couple of fighters in Puerto Rico, the one on yours, because he has money. Of course, being a big real estate guy in New York City, he has money, and of course, he has experience with Cooney, this and that, so he was successful with other fighters as well. Howard Davis, want to mention late Howard Davis, of course. Howard Davis was a 1976 Olympic gold medalist. He was a good guy, no doubt about that. He was a vegetarian. He took offense one time when I asked him, is it true do you think you got knocked out in that fight against Edwin Rosario in the 12th round because you didn't eat any meat before the fight? You only ate vegetables? He went berserk on that one. But all right, may he rest in peace. Anyway, we were supposed to do two interviews last year, Dennis and I, both do two of them, and somehow it didn't happen. I don't know why, it just didn't happen, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, the last time we talked, I think, on the radio here was making like late 2024, so like that. Bottom line is, Dennis loved his wife, he loved his family, but he hated Donald Trump. And the services are set for May 17th, and Dennis is Big Apple, so I wish him... you know, he was a good guy. I mean, he was all Cooney and this kind, and he was all for his fighters. I mean, he had different fighters, and he went to bat for them all, much like Dave Wolf went to bat for the aforementioned Donnie Lalonde. So when you have a good manager, I think they were good managers. I mean, they got him the most money he could get as far as Jerry's drinking was concerned. I mean, that's on Jerry. That's not on them. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, you're a drunk. That's sort of on you. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Maybe the manager should have got involved. But the bottom line is, I think when you're drinking, that's pretty personal. Speaking of personal, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world, in my book, is David Benavidez. Of course, coming off that win over Zerto Ramirez, of course, he lit Zerto up like a White House Christmas tree. If they were gay, he would have been arrested for domestic violence by the Metropolitan Police there in Las Vegas. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he won every minute, every round. I keep going and going and going and going and going. I just can't. You can't say enough positive things about David Benavidez, the boxer. And outside of the ring, well, he's a pretty good guy. I mean, he's got a wife and kids, and he's got his good family. You know, sort of like the Ray Leonard type of family with Juanita back in the 70s and the 80s, but then again, we found out later that that wasn't always a bit of a facade, that Ray was really never really all that much in love. I was told with Juanita, he really was in love with his current wife, Bernadette. Of course, Bernadette and him have been married, have been around since, I think, when I first met Bernadette, she was hidden in the training camp in West Palm Beach, Florida. In other words, Ray had this lady up in a room, and we never saw her. We saw her maybe once in a while, but it was Bernadette, and that's who we would later get married to. Of course, that's when I started questioning, why is he sleeping with a girl every night if he's getting ready for a fight? Then again, Ray didn't believe in that, you know, that not getting any nookie, that kind of stuff. Anyway, bottom line is, I tried to show Dennis Rapoport a couple good fighters. He didn't want to take them, and I wondered why, but the bottom line is, I think he just lost his zeal for boxing. So we wish him very well, and, you know, I mean, families. Tight behind him, there's no doubt about that, and I wish him the very best, no doubt about that. So I wish him and his people, when somebody passes away, you sort of get stuck on what to say. You just do. I'm not stuck on this, though. Dmitry Bivol, I think he's a big chicken spit. Of course, he's going to go down on the May 30th on the Zone, DAZN. Do you have Zone yet? Of course, I was never a big Zone supporter because of the fact that they went from charging you a flat fee into charging you big, big money for the fights that they want to put on pay-per-view. Of course, they didn't have pay-per-view when the concept first started, but after Eddie Hearn lost $1 billion with the Zone, they decided they were going to put on pay-per-view fights involving Canelo Alvarez. That was first. Bottom line is, the best fighter in the world right now is David Benavidez. Pound for pound, no doubt about that. He is a king. Here's what he had to say right after Zerto Ramirez.
David, congratulations. 168, 175, now 200. The only man to ever do that.
I'm very happy, man. Primeramente, le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente, toda mi raza que vinieron a apoyar. Los quiero mucho. Monstro! Monstro!
Please translate for us what you just said.
I just said thank you to all my people that came out to support. Man, I love every single one of you, man. You guys give me the strength and power that I need to come in here and give the fights, these type of fights. So you guys are my engine to my motivation. So thank you so much.
How did you pull this off? This was a tough guy, and boy, did he hang in there, and he took tremendous punishment and kept coming back.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to outpower him because my first time coming up to 200. So I knew how to use the gifts that God gave me. Speed, power, movement, punch selection, and IQ. And that's exactly what I did.
He's on his way now to the hospital here locally in Las Vegas. We wish him well. What did you say to him as he leaves the ring?
I just wanted to give him thanks for the opportunity. I love Cesar Ramirez. You know, we came up together. We came up sparring together. I got him ready for his world championship fights. He got me ready for my world championship fights. So I'm kind of sad it had to happen like this. You know, I love Cesar Ramirez, but, you know, it is what it is in here. There's only one monstro.
Was there anything that you were able to use from those 200 rounds of sparring that were effective this evening?
Yeah, I knew that the combinations were going to be able to land, you know, easy. You know, my combination, my punch selection is unlike anything else. You know, I know whoever it is, man, I don't care who it is, man. Nobody can f*** with me.
To do this on Cinco de Mayo weekend and to now be the man who is being looked at on this holiday, how do you take that?
I feel good, man. I just want to give the fans what they want to see. I seen Canelo in the building. Hey, let me just ask the fans this. Do you guys want to see Canelo versus David Benavidez? Enough said. That means that we can't leave that fight on the table. You know what I mean? Whatever, I have respect for Canelo. He's a great champion, but I'm a great champion too. Let's do it.
Do you believe it's realistic?
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
And you've been through this many times.
I mean, I'm still champion at 175. I'm champion at 200 and 175. So they want to come get at 175, let's get at 175.
And if not him, how about Bivol?
Yeah, Bivol's the number one on my hit list, you know. Bivol is a great competitor, great champion. But I'm a great champion, too. I just want to test myself every single fight.
And finally, go ahead in Spanish, the Mexican monster.
Monstro! What time is it? Monstro! Hey, saludo a toda mi gente, toda mi raza, y también arriba la finiquera, la verga.
Congratulations on this historic evening, baby.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
He said something about a male appendage there in Spanish, and I don't know exactly what he said. Did you pick that one up there, Bailey? And he said something there. And bottom line is, I'm not going to repeat it. 32-0, 26 knockouts, the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Of course, 29 years old and good fighter, good husband, good father, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, he seems like he's like some Leave It to Beaver type of guy that every once in a while can pop off and say something crazy like the F word. He drops a few F-bombs here and there. Nothing like Rudy Hernandez, but close. No doubt about that. Straight up, we're going to take an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. When we come back, we'll talk about the greatest welterweight in the history of boxing. I'm talking about Ray Charles Leonard. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right, okay.
The Fab Four, a.k.a. the Beatles, says happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sugar Ray Leonard. Born Ray Charles Leonard in Landover, Maryland, of course, 70 years ago today. It's unbelievable. He's 70 years old, 36-3. Had the one draw, 25 KOs, no doubt about that. Of course, the champion at 147, 154, 160 pounds. Like, but, you know, he won titles in a lot of weight classes. But the bottom line is, I remember when Ray turned pro at the Baltimore Arena, the Civic Center in Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland. It was back in 1977 against Luis Vega. I think he sold like 15 or 20,000 seats. They knew right then and there that he was a superstar, no doubt about that. He was doing Coke or 7-Up commercials with his wife or his, you know, I mean, with Juanita. He was a big family guy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he did it all going on. Then, of course, he had some fights, and there was no shaky fights at all. And of course, he came up and he fought Davey Boy Green. And when he fought Davey Boy Green, wow, I thought he almost killed Davey Boy Green. But, you know, he fought guys like Floyd Mayweather Sr. and Dick Eglin and Randy Shields. A bunch of guys setting them up for the championship. Once he won the championship, he ran into a guy by the name of Roberto Duran. Of course, he lost that 15-round decision to Roberto Duran in the brawl in Montreal, of course, in June 20th, 1980. But he came back. He schooled Duran as far as boxing skills were concerned. Of course, in the rematch, Duran says he ran from the bottom. Duran wasn't in that good of shape, and he got lit up that day, and he was about to get knocked out, and he knew it. So he decided he would quit instead of getting knocked out. So Ray went on, of course, went in to win the world welterweight championship, won a championship at 154 against Ayub Kalouli, and of course stepped up to 160 and fought Marvin Hagler. Of course, that was in April of 1987. It was a mega fight, no doubt about that. Not too many people thought that Ray Leonard could survive 12 rounds with Marvin Hagler. Well, guess what? He did. And of course, it was a 12-round fight, not a 15-round fight. And I had Ray winning the fight 7-5. And why do I say that? Because, you know, Marvin gave away for the first 5 rounds. So he's lost 4 rounds already. I've told Marvin this. Me and Marvin had these arguments. You don't want to argue with Marvin Hagler. I mean, you don't argue with him, you don't argue with Mike Tyson, okay? At least I don't. I know, but anybody else, I'm not too afraid of him. But I don't argue. Hagler was a respect thing. Tyson, I was just scared to death of. Okay, but the bottom line is, I didn't argue with Marvin Hagler. But I told him, look, you gave away 4 of the first 5 rounds. All Ray had to do was steal 3 rounds down the stretch after round 5, steal 3 rounds, and to get the 115-113 decision I gave him. So Marvin sort of begrudgingly sort of accepted that. This now, and we were on good terms, no doubt about that. Of course, he passed away. Now it's been a few years, but the bottom line is, when he was a fighter, there was nobody more dedicated to boxing than he was. He lived, thought, slept. There was no doubt about it. When I watched him train in those fights, of course, for the big fights in Vegas against Leonard, against Hearns, and he fought Duran in Las Vegas and Juan Roldan as well. Nobody was as serious as him. I mean, it was all business with Marvin Hagler. I've never seen a more serious fighter in my entire life. As far as his age is concerned, we don't know how old he was. We really don't know whether he was like, 38, 40. I don't think he was like 48 or 58 or anything like that, but I think he was older than what he said. I think he said he was 36 years old when he got out of boxing, but I think he was a little bit older than that. But Marvin Hagler, a great fighter, not about that. But Ray Charles Leonard, the greatest welterweight in the history of boxing, and that includes Ray Robinson. I mean, Ray Robinson told me himself, quote, "Ray Leonard is a faster, harder hitting version of myself at 147. So what's Ray Robinson telling you? If you can't believe Ray Robinson, who's supposedly the greatest of all time, if you can't believe him and him saying that Ray Leonard is the greatest of at 147 pounds, who can you believe? You can't. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, I'm losing my producer for 3 weeks. I want to wish him the best. He goes across the pond. Of course, going over to Japan. I want to wish him, good trip, nice, maybe meet some beautiful women over there. Because Japan's got some beautiful women, and no doubt about that. Just stay away from the strip clubs. I always recommend guys to stay away from the strip clubs. Why do I do that? Because Mike Tyson went there, and the strip clubs, they sort of swallowed him up, and he lost the heavyweight championship because of that, I thought. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Bailey, have a good 3 weeks. Until next time, don't forget, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, the USA channels, both on YouTube and Twitch.tv, Saturdays and Sundays, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time. Straight up, this is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Oh, yeah, not just all right. We'll be right back.